Hello, all of you lovely, amazing, gorgeous, beautiful people, and welcome back to the Too Busy Being Worthy podcast, where we talk about conscious living and mindfulness while we share our active journeys in creating a safe emotional home within and doing so living in our most authentic expressions. Now, let us all take a moment to stop and embrace ourselves as we here embrace all of you. I hope that whatever stressors, worries that you have in life, things that you might be down in the dumps about, or things that might have caused you to feel disconnected and out of sync with yourself, that you can watch this and garner something of value that can allow you to sync back up. And we just want to create a safe space for you all to really feel like you can garner the tools to express yourselves in your everyday life and just allow this to be a moment where you can really sit with yourself, think, reflect, and come to some sort of enlightenment in your life. And we are leaving all of that just anguish and pent-up energy at the door, because here we are too busy being worthy. My name is Garrett.
And I am Anna. We're back!
After a while. We have not been together in like 4 weeks now. Like,
has it been that long?
Yes.
That's crazy that it has been that long. I feel like the holidays do that around this time of year. I feel like with like travel, like people are like visiting, I feel like things just get like crazier, like in a good way. Like it's stuff you're excited about. But I feel like there's always like more to do this time of year. Mm. And then I feel like I'm like, what happened? Like the fact that
it's
December.
Yeah, like everything just flies over you.
Well, the fact that it's also December right now, like I feel like Thanksgiving happened so much later this year that when December rolled around, like a day later, it felt like I literally was in denial. Like, and I'm still fully in denial, even though Christmas is what, like a week away?
Right.
Like a week and a half away.
Like December really did fly by, because even now, like, personally, I've been in the holiday spirit because, you know, like I've like been around.
I live in the holiday spirit.
Seen people say or have heard people say happy holidays whenever
Merry
I
Christmas.
Go in and out of places, whatever. And like even here now, getting to the decorations,
first of all,
at all of this. Like, oh, this has just filled me with the spirit. However, I really haven't been listening to Christmas music at all, and I feel like, for me, I don't compute that it's Christmas time until I hear Christmas songs.
Until I hear Mariah Carey, is it even Christmas?
Exactly. But see, the thing for me is, I'm so used to hearing Christmas music all the time, like, just like when it's out of my control.
What do you mean all the time?
Like, just... One thing about Miss Nanette Farrell, my mom, shout out to Nanette. She will start playing Christmas music at the start of October. Like October 1st, baby.
You're lying. She's like, it's time.
Everything. It's the whole time. Playlist. And I don't hear those same 10 songs, baby. And y'all know whatever the 10 most popular Christmas songs are for you. And I feel like y'all know what they are. It's them.
Oh,
and they're on shuffle all the freaking time.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
That has conditioned me to not ever play Christmas music like on my own volition. Like,
that's
it's
so
up
funny.
To me.
Yeah.
I would never turn on a Christmas song ever because it's just like, once again, I'm so used to hearing it. I'm like, I'll hear it somewhere.
Right.
So
yeah,
I just don't like
go
to my phone and be like, oh, let me play a Christmas song.
Yeah, that's a good point. I will say I'm with you on that. Like, unless I'm actively doing something that's like an event for Christmas or the holidays, like at work, like there's just Christmas music on. So it's, I feel like, you know what? I agree. I don't actively choose to put Christmas music on, but like when we were decorating the house, we were like, we need to make it festive. So we have to put on like Christmas music and stuff. But other than that, like I have not played Christmas music. It's just like always around this time of year. I listen to like the Sabrina Carpenter, whatever her Christmas special was, and her it's nonsense. I think is like the original one, but
Christmas
she has the Christmas remix. Like, and she's like on my like, she's like one of my favorite artists to listen to right now. Like, her album is just on repeat in my head at all times, and so now like the Christmas song is part of hers.
Yeah, which is like just Sabrina Carpenter.
Which is definitely not like a classic.
10 hours straight.
Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter, 10 hour loop, a nonsense yeah, Christmas.
Pretty much what it is. Cause I was like, Drew, like getting ready, and if I'm playing music, it's a lot of times it's Sabrina Carpenter. Now the Christmas one has worked in, which is not a classic by any means, and it's dirty. Like it's literally like, it's like a sexual song about Christmas.
Shit on that. I'm like, okay, girl.
Which I mean, I'm here for. I'm all about it.
I remember that too, like that Ariana Grande's Christmas and Chill. I think
I really live
for that, but. I know, like, you can't play those songs at a family function.
Yeah. But if it's my Christmas, that's what I'm going to play.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like you said, like, if I'm with my mom, I'm not going to put on, I'm not going to put that on because she's going to be like, what is this? I'm like, don't worry about it.
Right. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. Don't worry about it.
Mom, I don't think we need to stress too much about it. And then we are featured, if you are watching online, again, I imagine most of you are probably listening, but my dogs are here with us. They, if anyone is looking for a type of dog that is clingy and needy, you need to get a Buckle.
Right.
Because if you want a dog that is going to cuddle with you, these loaves of bread are your time to shine. Because truly, I cannot sit down without one of them or both of them being in my lap. And I think they might leave. But yeah, I was saying my fiance is getting here, so they're off. So if you saw them for that brief minute, okay, that's Henry. Yeah. Henry's our little firecracker. So we really never know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
And he's loud. So the barking was him. Hopefully now that Austin's
home. I was about
home,
to say, you know, it was like 2 barks, so we could leave that in. Yeah. But I was like,
it's easy.
We'll see.
Yeah. It'll be great.
Yeah, we, as you can see, we are all in the Christmas spirit. We are feeling really good, have got a little catch up with just kind of how we've been in life. And I wanted to kind of segue into today's topic, which is the art of surrendering. And I feel like when we all think about surrendering, we can think about giving up, or whether that be like if we have a certain goal that we're trying to achieve, some might think that, oh, if you surrender, you are completely giving up on that and you're just a quitter. You know, you're waving the right white flag and claiming defeat in battle. But the type of surrenderance that I am referring to isn't claiming defeat, but it's actually claiming your power. Because the way that life is set up, there are so many coincidences, which aren't really coincidences, but they're actually synchronicities that happen by putting ourselves in the right places and the right moments. But, you know, there are so many exchanges of energy that happen in life. We live in this big expansive world, and people have created all these systems and structures that have then influenced other people and how they move in the world. And that really impacts our energy and how we move and interact with each other, as well as the circumstances that are brought on from other corporations who have made businesses that have kind of impacted our day-to-day life. And there's just so much that goes on in society that we can never truly control what is going on. And really, when we try to control, we are in a fantasy land of sorts, because we feel like we are safe when we could control whatever happens to us. But in all actuality, we're scared. And because we are scared and we don't have that trust in the universe, or that trust that those synchronicities that happen in life won't work out in our favor, and it'll put us in a situation that's uncomfortable, it can be very challenging to allow ourselves to let go and kind of accept what comes to us. But when you garner that trust within yourself and you learn the value of rolling with the punches and actually learn how to roll with the punches, there is so much that can come into your life that really will show you what you've been looking for, but you wouldn't have even known that you were looking for that thing because you didn't know what it looks like. All we know is that we want to have a certain feeling, and because we might have been indoctrinated with certain beliefs from our caregivers based on the limitations that they've experienced in their life, we feel like we have to go about things a certain way. But we live in such an abundant, expansive world that there are so many different ways that we can attract things into our lives. And, you know, just understanding the laws of the universe, we can attract what it is that we desire to experience, but let go of the how. Because I feel like as human beings, the main thing that we get so caught up on is how things are going to happen. But when you spend so much time figuring out the how, that is a blockage. That is something that is resisting. And, you know, when it's like you have that resistance, you aren't allowing things to come into your life that are meant to come into your life. But, you know, when you have a desire and have non-resistance, then that will allow you to get to your desired outcome. So learning how to be open-minded and let certain instances play out and just explore your options. Like, I am a strong believer in keeping your options open as a person. And in order to keep those options open, you need to let go of the who, what, where, when, and why, but just have faith that what you believe will come to pass. And as long as you walk with that energy of the belief and knowing that you are capable of doing the things that you need to do whenever things arise, then you can do that. Because we might not know the how, but when that moment comes, you'll know. When you really do the investigative work and you dig, you will know what is meant to be, and then you can act on that. But it's all about having intention and just knowing when to act and knowing when to rest in life.
Yeah. I love just everything you said, because I love, like, going back to, like, the very beginning of what you said. Like, when you think about, like, surrendering, it's, yeah, it's exactly what you said. Don't think about it as, like, quitting. Don't think about it as giving up. Like, if you are constantly, like you said, like, trying to control things, it's typically coming from a place of, like, fear or insecurity or whatever that foundation might be. But think about, like, surrendering as it's, like, it's something that is not able to take, like, your energy, and it's not something that's able to drain you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I feel like that is the biggest thing of, like, I feel like we all have things sometimes in our day-to-day where, like, we want to try to make things as, like, simple and seamless as possible, which, like, is, I mean, as humans, that's how we're designed. We're designed to, like, choose the path of least resistance. That's, like, a normal human trait that we all have.
Yeah, because, like, when you think about it, to your point, yes, that is something that we naturally do. And I feel like there's a lot of times where, especially with hustle culture, there could be rhetoric of, oh, you got to get it in the mud and, like, work. I do believe in hard work, but suffer or go through pain or struggle. And I'm not one who believes in the struggle bus. Like, I believe, yes, in, like, putting in the work and setting those intentions. But if it's something that you can eventually get a handle of and do easier and less seamless, then you can expand on said venture that you're on, and then you can actually open yourself up and your life up to do more things and be more expansive and grow as a person. Because I feel like ultimately that is the goal of us being here as humans, is just to learn as much as we can and experience life and go through all of the different fluctuations of emotions that we have as people, as well as just learn as many lessons about relationships, ourselves, and what we want for ourselves. And when we spend too much time fixated on going down a certain path and it is struggling, we're not allowing ourselves to grow as a person, because all we see is one thing. And then as we're moving, we're hitting a brick wall. And when you're hitting a brick wall, you aren't growing. So,
yeah, it is that fine line, like kind of going back to what, like, I feel like we both were saying, is like, there's a difference between like hard work and like giving up. You know what I mean? Like, and it's something like hard work is just part of life. Like, life is just hard. But like, when we, like, work should also be a balance of like, yeah, it's going to take your time, energy, money sometimes, but it should be really like, you're also working for like the bigger picture. You should have like the purpose and the intention, like you said, behind it, because it gets to a point where like you're, when you're working towards like a goal or something, like it should in a way fill you up. It should give you that fulfillment. That way it's like, even though yes, it's quote unquote work, but you're doing it with a purpose and with like a bigger intention. Like in our office, what we always say is like, what is the heart and what is like the heart behind like what we're doing? You know what I mean? Because like when you work in an office with all these different moving parts that are all happening, but they're all moving and everyone has their own, you know, like role in what that is, but all these parts are working together. So if one part isn't like functioning as efficiently, then it makes someone else's life harder, and then it makes it less efficient. And then like the patients we take care of will then start to notice. So, I mean, obviously, like, I know it in the realm that I work in, but it's like when you are doing something with that purpose, with that intention, and you have the heart of like, I know why I'm doing this, I know what my long term is, then it gives you that fulfillment. So instead of draining your energy, it actually gives you that fullness, and it provides you like that extra little push to be like, oh, I do want to work a little bit harder, I'm going to work a little bit longer. And it's like, yeah, again, it's that piece of you can't control everything, because in our office, like, there's, I mean, six moving parts. Like, I can't control what this person is doing, but I'm not going to be stressed because I trust my team and I know that they're doing everything that they can to try to make it as like effective and efficient. And if you're someone like, I feel like a lot of us, but me as well, like, I definitely have like OCD sort of tendencies, and I'm the person that it's like, I want to do it because I know that I can, you know, the group project where it's like, you know what, why don't you just let me do it? Like, I was that person, which I'm sure if you hate doing work, I was your dream partner in college, because I would have been like, let me just do it for you, which is truly like,
and you know what's crazy? I wish I would have had those people in my groups, but I always was in groups where nobody wanted to be the leader or do a lot of the work. Like, whenever we would have whatever topic for a presentation delegated to us, I'd just be like, okay, so who wants to be the presenter? Who wants to do this or that? And everybody would just kind of drag their feet. So I would take the leadership role, not out of wanting to do all the work, but just because everybody else was just kind of like, if I'm not going to do it, we are going to fail. So it needs to get done.
But that's where you need, like...
But shout out to Anna. I wish I had an Anna in my group. Because, girl, we would have been on it.
We would have been. Honestly, we would have been so efficient. But it's like those little things where it's like you have to trust the people that you're around, which is, again, hard. Mm-hmm. But it's like if you're able to, like, trust the people that you're with, you can surrender of, like, you know what? I know they're going to do what they need to do to, like, get this done. Or it's like... Even with your friends, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like we've all had drama with friends where it's like someone says something, you heard the background of it, and it's like it made like your friends seem like they were talking bad about you. Like, I remember once me and my really good, like, or my best friend still to this day, but like my best friend from high school, there was like a friend group that we had, and one of the girls told my best friend like that I said something about her, like in a negative light. And, you know, understandably, she got upset with what she heard, because she was she's like, I can't believe you didn't defend me. Like, I'm upset that you kind of portrayed me in this light. And like, but it was also a conversation of like, when I sat down with her, I was like, that's not what I said. And like, I told her like the conversation of how it happened and exactly what I said. And just the girl that I was talking to twisted it to make it sound like I was talking shit about my friend. Mm-hmm. And she like had this moment where she was like, oh, she like, because she's had like, my best friend had had a couple friends burn her in the past before we became really close. So she immediately assumed the worst of me, because that's what had happened to her in the past, which though at the, I mean, I wasn't mad at her. Like, she thought I was talking shit. I would be pissed at my friend too, if that was the case. But then when I like told, when we had a conversation, I was like, well, this is what happened. She was like, oh, she goes, oh, I'm actually not mad at all. And then she was mad at this other girl, right? Because she was like,
yeah, for being messy. Like, yeah. Girl, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Get it together.
And she was just like, she's like, honestly, she was like, I'm sorry that I just like assumed that that's what happened. I was like, well, when someone tells you that's what's happening, like, it's understandable. But then she was like, but it was a more mild form of that. But she was like, I also know that she's like, I can trust you. She's like, I know that you're a good person. She's like, I really do think that you wouldn't say anything bad about me in that
light.
Yeah,
into that too. That's a really good learning lesson for her, and just an example of surrendering in relationships. Because when you do have experiences with people where they've burned you in the past, and then you have a tendency to believe that, oh, people are going to burn me, so I'm just going to automatically assume these things. Let's say in the instance with your friend, if she didn't believe you when you told her what happened because she just assumed that everyone would burn her and like now she's lying to cover up her tracks, then that ultimately would have blocked her off from really, one, learning the importance of coming to an understanding with someone and actually like sitting down and having a conversation and assessing situations more thoroughly. And then also, like, it is a really good lesson in navigating and pivoting in life, because whenever you go through certain experiences and you feel a certain way about them emotionally, you are going to learn how to navigate and pivot things in order to, whenever those triggers come to you again, knowing how to move through them, so that way you can have the things that you want in life. Because when you have a desire but you have that resistance, and let's just say the resistance is thinking that everybody is going to burn you, you can never allow yourself to be open-minded and learn how to navigate things and pick up all the lessons that you need to pick up in order to have your desired experience.
Right.
Because that comes with surrendering and having non-resistance, is having an open mind and learning from the past, as well as when somebody does explain to them a certain action that they did and can put them at ease or can teach them something new, they actually are open-minded when they surrender and can say to themselves, okay, like, I'm learning something new here, and because I have my guard down and I'm not just so blinded by whatever emotion that I feel, I can actually come forward from this a more evolved version of myself. Yeah. And I have learned that I can trust people, and that I can also trust myself to vet people and know what signs to look for in relationships, to be like, okay, if people express themselves in this way, then this, I'm not going to go here, because I've experienced this before and I am seeing the signs and the characteristics, and they aren't showing me to be of someone who I can really sit down and confide in and learn from and have compassion held for me in that relationship, because I've experienced that with this friend and I know what that looks like.
Yeah.
But the art of surrendering and allowing yourself to learn those lessons and to put yourself in uncomfortable situations is really how you get to those places in life.
Yeah. And I will say, like, one of the nice things, like, what actually the positives that came out of this is, like, our friendship became closer. You know what I mean? Like, I think, I mean, we had been friends, like, I can't remember the timeline now because, gosh, this was, like, back in high school, right? But, like, our bond became closer, and like the girl that was like, was kind of like trying to
start a pot.
Was basically trying to like start shit. Luckily, like she wasn't in our like grade. She was the year ahead of us, but it also like just gave us like a window. Like to me, I'm a very not trusting person. So this, this conversation is really for me, but like, I was like, I don't trust this girl anymore. And my friend who was just truly a better person, just nicer than me. She was like, well, she's like, well, I want to give like her a chance to like hear her out. So like we did continue to be friends with her, but I mean, at more of a distance. Like for me, I at least like had a little bit more of like a wall up where I still liked her. You know what I mean? But I was like, I am going to be careful about the things that I share with you, because now what I know is things that I might share with you in confidence are not staying with you. It's something that you are going to share with your other friends. Mm-hmm. And that's like not the kind of like really good friend that I want. You know, like we can be in the same friend group and I'm not going to have problems with you.
Or but just know that everything she says is going to...
It's going to go somewhere
else.
Be
made something. So just be mindful of what you're saying.
Well, and like what turned out like too is like as like time went on, like there was like a guy that like my friend, like my best friend, right? Like the OG, like she had talked to, it was more like a situationship, but they ended up like just kind of not working out. Like, and it was, I mean, he was an asshole was the reality of it. But then he ended up dating this girl. And like, understandably, my friend was like, What the fuck? Yeah, literally, what the fuck? Because she was just like, she knew like how, like we knew how much she liked this guy at the time. And I mean, honestly, she dodged a bullet. She's way too good for him anyway. But it also just like, to me, just then shown that light of like, this girl is not a good person. Like, or at the time, she's not emotionally mature enough to like understand other people's emotions and how they're playing a role. I'm sure she has grown up obviously since then. But like, I remember my friend being so devastated and part of me being like, I am not shocked. I mean, granted, it was not the, I was not the one being wronged in this scenario, but I will say I am definitely a more empathetic personality, like where if my friend is feeling something, I feel that. So she's like, we hate this girl. I'm like, or this guy, both of them, because they're both at fault, right? I'm like, you know what? I don't like either of them. Either.
And that's really hard too when you do feel people's pain, because you can't take on their emotions. And something I had to learn with relationships is, okay, people are venting and saying these things, but just be mindful of the fact that they are getting it out their system right now. And they're saying all this to you and can be right back up under that person all loving the next day.
So true.
Just do not get super emotionally invested in what they're saying and feelings about the person who might have done something to them, but just be open to hearing them out and letting them express their emotions. But whenever a friend is confiding in you in that, I would recommend just more so be there for them emotionally and just kind of talk them through their emotions and maybe ask them how they want to handle the situation. So just saying like, oh, you should dump him because she probably won't dump him.
Oh my God. Yeah. Break up with your boyfriend button. That is always, if people ask me for advice, I will say I might not be the best person because I am most likely going to jump to, I think you should break up with your boyfriend. So, but again, it's like, it's everything he said. Like, yeah, I think if you're naturally an empathetic person, just tread lightly in those situations, because when you get emotionally invested, you can get too attached to the situation and it can put like blinders on for like the reality sometimes of what's going on. And it's also like, then if it doesn't go the way you want, or like just if your friend like gets back together or starts to become friends with this person again or whatever it might be, like you don't want to get upset with your friend for doing that. Yeah. So yeah, make sure you put some distance, surrender, like be there for your friend, but then put a little bit of like
again,
the distance.
Surrender,
like,
let her go through her process and
take your
everything will work out the way it's meant to work out. You'll learn that lesson of, you know, like kind of being removed and just being able to hold that solace for someone, but not necessarily like being like too involved in it. And another point that I wanted to touch on speaking about relationships is coming to a place of acceptance, because to come to surrenderance, you have to accept the reality of your situation. So whatever interpersonal dynamic that you have, it is important to know what the circumstance is. And let's say if your desire is to have an improved relationship with that person, desire plus non-resistance equals desired outcome. So it is really important to be open to learning your person and knowing how to interact with them in order to come to a common ground whenever the two of you are building something. Because sometimes when we are in relation with others, we can be so caught up in what our feelings on of whatever circumstance are, and we are pointing the finger at them and saying, they need to change this, or they keep doing this to me. What we don't realize is that we all are exchangers of energy, and how we react to people is going to determine how they respond to us. And if you are constantly pointing the finger at somebody, you aren't really giving them a chance to look at themselves, because you're giving them so much to focus on how, based on how you're reacting, because you have your own traumas and triggers. So all they're seeing is your triggers and how you're reacting at them. And you can say to yourself, oh, they do this. And then they'll say, oh, well, you do this and you do that. This,
yeah.
So
turns into the blame game. Exactly. Really quickly.
It's not productive overall.
Yeah, no.
So really being aware of what your traumas and triggers are, and learning the art of being less reactive in situations, but actually taking in the information and, one, accepting y'all's relationship for what it is and contemplating, is this for me? Is this something that I can tolerate, or is this something that there are just non-negotiables going on and I can't do it anymore? And then once you move that past that decision, then let's say if you decide, okay, my desire is to improve this relationship, really just work on those things that trigger you and kind of allow your person who you're in relation with to see themselves by not being as reactive. Because if you can just like subtly point things out to them whenever they say something to you, or you can just find a way to interact with them, whatever that way may be, because it's all different for everyone. But if you can just find a way to interact with them that can show them how much that you've worked on yourself and how much you are a solace for them, when you can learn how to become a place of solace, then it can allow people to see themselves, and then they can realize how what they do impacts you. And then if they respect you enough, then they will follow suit. But it's all about coming to that point of surrenderance and acceptance and kind of knowing how to navigate that. So really mastering the art of accepting what your reality is and then deciding from that point, how am I going to move forward, is what is the first step in bringing you closer to having the desired feelings and experience in life that you want.
Yeah. Honestly, I think surrendering is one thing, because I think if you can, I honestly think if you can let go, that is like that weight that gets lifted on you. But the acceptance piece, mm-hmm. That's a mindset. You know what I mean? So I think that can definitely be sometimes the more, like, I hate saying challenging, but something that's going to take more work and more energy to get into, you know, because I feel like when it comes to like acceptance, that is like that's Henry, sorry. He is not accepting. We're working on it. But I feel like accepting is one of those things where it's never like a destination where you're like, boom, I'm just accepting everything. It's so easy. Everything's just going to roll off me. Like, not going to be a big deal. Like, I feel like acceptance is like a journey, like that, where you're never really reaching like a destination where you're like, ta-da, I've arrived.
Like, how you walk is like the art of acceptance. Like, it's I am accepting things. Exactly. It is the climb.
Oh, God, yeah.
A very strenuous climb.
Yeah. But it's one of those things where I think that, sorry, I'm trying to move the cord around. That can be one of the hard parts where it's continuous. It's not something where you just arrive at the point. I mean, with certain things, yeah, there's definitely like a moment when you can fully like accept like certain things that your brain is trying to process. In that sense, but like I think with a lot of day-to-day stuff, it's a continuous process where like it's a mindset. You have to choose and decide that mindset every day, you know, because I think when some days are more stressful or more bad, that it can be so much easier to not have a positive mindset, to not be accepting, to not want to surrender those emotions. And I think if you can choose that on those hard days, that is what makes you like so much like stronger. You know what I mean? And that's how you build that momentum. Because if you like, it's one like, it's easy to do it on an easy day, right? When everything's going your way, for sure. Like, and things
everything's
are
easy on the easy days when you're feeling good, when there aren't any challenges. Yeah, like you can do everything that you might have learned from watching us spew out the things that we are telling you guys. And if you find it of value, it's easy to do all of these things on the days where you're feeling good. But the days that are challenging are the days where showing up and implementing those things actually counts the most. That's when 100%. You really need to come through for yourself. And that's when you actually learn the art of applying whatever thing that you want to apply in your life. Like, that's when you truly have it down packed and can give you more confidence, is when you do it on the days that you don't feel like doing it. And that really is the ultimate test of self-trust, is being able to implement those things in those hard moments. Yeah. So yeah, definitely
that's huge.
Resonant with that for sure.
That's a good one. Love it.
Yay. So yeah,
I don't have any other big points. Do you?
I know. I guess no. That is all we kind of have for you guys today. Thank you for joining us. If you've joined us for the first time, and if you are watching this again, I'm glad that you joined us again. And you love talking to us because we love talking to y'all. So just having this bond, even though I can't see y'all, I can feel y'all. I feel who needs to hear this. And
know that energy's out there.
Connected and resonant. And that's what motivates me to do this every day, is, you know, surrendering to my natural affinity, which is just trying to spread light to others and serve. And it fills me up every time that I sit in this chair and talk to you all. So I hope that you all feel that. And yeah, I just love the exchange of energy we got going on here. So
love it.
Yeah.
Well, happy Tuesday or whatever day you're listening to.
I know, whatever day. I honestly don't know because it has been a minute. But
yeah, true.
We're filming this on Tuesday. So just know today is Tuesday when this is filmed.
Yeah, whenever this is happening.
If you are watching on YouTube, make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe. And share the video, because who knows who in your life needs to hear this, and it can maybe be of great value to them. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, make sure that you rate us, download, and all the things. And we love y'all so much. Thank you for joining us.
Love you.
Take care.
Goodbye.